Well, good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And I do want to thank everybody for tuning in and watching this morning, the service with us. I want to say, first off this morning, a verse of Scripture the Lord's laid on my heart for this day. And He reminds me of this verse often. It's found in Psalms 118 and verse number 24. The Bible says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Amen. And just for those of you who are our normal church folk this morning, you know this already. But for those of you who don't, who are not a normal church folk that happen to be watching, we're going to doing our services virtual again just for a couple weeks after much prayer and talk amongst especially those here in the church. We just felt like this was what the Lord would have us to do, considering the virus and things getting so bad again, unfortunately. And so we need to be in much prayer for that, amen, and be in much prayer for those who are struggling with the virus. I won't name any names this morning, but most of y'all know who they are, and the ones, of course, that we don't know that are struggling as well. And so I just ask that you really pray for those and pray for our families. The Lord protects us and keeps us safe. Amen. And no need to fear, but trust in Him. Amen. And do all that we can to stay safe, but yet serve Him. Amen. At the same time. So again, thank everybody for joining us this morning. So let's go ahead and get started with their service. And y'all pray for me, please. Nervous with nobody here again, empty pews. And talking to the camera, amen. But I know you're there listening, and I know the Lord's going to use this to help us, amen, as He's given me a message this morning that He's laid on my heart. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get started. Dear Lord, we thank You this morning for everything that You've done. Thank You for Your many, many blessings, dear Lord. We do thank You for allowing us to be in Your house today, dear Lord. And dear Lord, even those virtually that's here, dear Lord, with us, that's watching, dear Lord, through their tablets or cell phones or computers at home, dear Lord, we thank You for the privilege to be able to gather together this morning, dear Lord, to hear Your Word preached and taught, to sing, dear Lord, together. And here in just a few minutes, I pray that You just bless this service, help everything to go smoothly, dear Lord, and help everything to be done according to Your Holy Spirit's will. I pray Your Spirit would move this morning. Dear Lord, I pray that You'd speak to our hearts, that You'd help me today. Hide me behind the cross, dear Lord, today, I pray, and use Your Word to accomplish Your will in our hearts and lives. Thank You for everything You've done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. All right, we're going to start out this morning with a couple of congregationals for the service. All right, we're going to start off with a familiar song this morning. If you don't know the words to the verses, I encourage you at least to sing the chorus. Amen. You say, why? Because we're to sing to the Lord. Amen. Make a joyful noise to Him. But also, that'll help drown me out a little bit. Amen. And so, but I just encourage you to sing to the Lord. To God. We're going to start off with, "To God be the glory." To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, That moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done. Rejoicing through Jesus the Son, but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Amen, amen. Y'all bear with us. We're trying to get the music right between me and my voice too as well. But anyway, all right, we're going to try a second song. Praise Him, praise Him. Amen. I think everybody knows and is familiar with that one. So sing with us. Praise Him, praise His excellent praiser. His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Amen. Amen. All right, if you bear with me just a minute, I got to get some water after all that singing y'all did. All right. Amen. Thank the Lord. He deserves all the praise and the glory this morning. Amen. Amen. All right. The Lord's laid this song on my heart this morning. And I know this is especially one of you out there, I think, listening, his favorite song. And it goes real well with the message and with where we're at this time of year especially. And pray for us that the Lord, we're going to sing it to the Lord either way, no matter how it turns out. But pray that the Lord will help me that everything will go right with this. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. No, and these clothes, they're not new. Much money, but Lord,
to me that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on
my table and shoes on my feet.
Fine family. Thank you, Lord,
for your blessings
on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for his blessings on us. Amen. Amen. Y'all have to forgive me this morning. Amen. We've just got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Amen. I want to start this morning as we get ready to get into the message here. If you will, I want to start by just reading a couple of scripture verses this morning that the Lord brought to my attention and that are good verses, especially to start with, I believe, today. Really any day, but especially today, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Amen. And the first one is found in Psalms 100 and verse number 4. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Amen. I hope we've done that this morning. Come with a heart of thanks to the Lord and praise to him. Amen. Psalms 107 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Amen. And then the last verse that we'll read, just kind of starting off this morning, is found in Hebrews 13 and verse number 15. Hebrews 13, 15, the Bible says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. That's Hebrews 13 and verse number 15. I want to point out, just as we get started, that verse in particular this morning. If you have your Bibles, we can go ahead and open up this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 is where we're going to be actually starting the message at this morning that the Lord's given to us. Is in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. I want to start off this morning by just a simple note, if you will, reminder that this is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And probably most people would have guessed that something would be said today somehow about the need for us to give thanks and praise God and give thankfulness, especially this time of year. We talk a lot about that, although it should be thanksgiving, not just Thanksgiving. Amen. It should be both as well. But this morning is a special Sunday in that regard. But we should be, I believe this morning, some may be sitting around thinking to themselves, to be honest, it's very easy to have this type of mindset creep in, and these type of thoughts creep into our minds this morning. Maybe somebody has had something like this come across their heart and mind before the service or as we started this morning and have been mentioning some of these things, singing some of the songs and different things. Maybe the thought has crossed of, is it really Thanksgiving this year? Should we really be having Thanksgiving, celebrating Thanksgiving, talking about Thanksgiving? Because after all, you know, it's just, things are just rough in a lot of ways. Things are different in a lot of ways. Let's just be honest this morning. I'm not going to stand up here and paint a rosy picture for the camera and for the people listening, because after all, we're not even getting, at this time, our normal service. Didn't feel like it was the right thing to do today, if you will. And so things aren't going the way we desire for them to, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And some may feel like, should we really even be, is there really even that much to be thankful for in 2020? My goodness, have you not seen what's going on this year? And if you will. But I submit to you that despite Corona, despite having virtual services at different times this year, and despite, if you will, the all the things that's been going on, the political scene that we could talk about, you know, everything's just been, you know, up in the air. Let's just leave it at that this year in a lot of different ways. Whatever you may be at, whatever you may be going through this morning, I know some of you listening are going through a lot of things, and everybody's going through something, if you will, that we still have been given more than we deserve, and we still need to be reminded this morning, amen, that of that fact, and that we've got a lot to be thankful for. I remind you particularly of that verse I just read. I'm going to read it one more time, Hebrews 13, 15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. I believe that verse is apropos this morning if you're feeling that way. Because remember, it said to offer the sacrifice. You think about the Old Testament sacrifices that they gave of the rams, the sheep, the bullocks, turtle doves, whatever have you. The Old Testament sacrifices that they gave were ones of sacrifice. It's called sacrifice because it costs something, if you will. It costs something. And at times it even costs somebody their life, or a, if you will, an animal its life, is what I'm trying to say. A sacrifice costs something, and today we're not called to give animal sacrifices anymore. Thank the Lord for that. But instead, we're to give the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And that means at times, if you will, to sacrifice, to get stopped, to give God praise, to give God the thanks that He deserves this morning for the things He's done, but for who He is, it takes sacrifice. And so I remind you of that this morning. If you maybe feel that way about what is there really to be thankful for, may I say that we ought to be thankful even if everything totally in our whole life was wrong. And there's not one good thing that we could point out, although I don't think anybody is like that out there if we're honest today with the Lord, that we could at least say, I'm thankful for the Lord and for who He is. Amen. We could at least do that this morning. And I think today we need to realize that we need to offer the sacrifice of the praise of our lips continually. That means in the good times and in the bad times. And that's kind of what our verse that we're going to start with, as our text starts with this morning. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 16, the Bible says, "Rejoice evermore." That means good times and bad times. Evermore we ought to be rejoicing. Verse 17 says, "Pray without ceasing." I find it interesting that sandwiched in between verse 16 that we read and verse 18 that we're getting ready to read, there's the thought of praying without ceasing. Amen. Verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Amen. I think about this morning, a lot of times we take, and it's easy to give thanks in the good times. It's easy to give thanks when all the family's gathered around the table for Thanksgiving. It's easy to give thanks when we take and everybody's at church one Sunday and every soul's here, amen, not a person's missing, sick or out or anything, and we walk in and we say, boy, everybody's here today, and we even had some visitors and we just had a great service. It's easy to give thanks in those times, and we ought to, but it's a little bit harder today in these type of situations, sometimes, let's be honest, to give the thanks that we ought to still be giving. Amen. But you think about today, the Lord said, "In everything give thanks." That includes the day and time that we're living in. That includes tomorrow. That includes the next day, whatever it may hold. But I like what the next part of the verse says. It says, "For the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I've always said this. There's probably been just as many, if not more, books written about a Christian perspective, if you will, about what the will of God is and how to determine what God's will is for your life. And I'm not knocking them, but I'm just saying, making a point this morning. But yet the will of God clearly is stated in the Word of God for us in many different places. And one of them is right here, that in everything it's God's will for us to give thanks. Amen. In everything. Even not necessarily for all the bad things. Amen. But in everything that we're going through, it's still God's will for us to offer that sacrifice of praise continually. It's still God's will for us always to give thanks to Him and to rejoice evermore. Amen. And we ought to always be doing that in the midst of our praying without ceasing. And so you take and you look at all three of these verses together, and there's a lot of great things that I believe are applicable for where we're at today. We should be thankful in all things today, despite maybe the loss that some of us are going through, whether it be the loss of a loved one, whether it be the loss of some material thing that we've suffered this past year because of things that's been going on, whether it be the loss of some, whatever it may be today, we still should give thanks despite our loss. We still should give thanks, but maybe despite the lack of things that we have going the way we desire them to. A lot of times when things don't go the way we desire them to, and things lack going our way, if you will, our thanks stops, and it shouldn't be that way, if you will. And you say, boy, if this would just happen or that would just happen, then I would start back giving thanks to God, if you will. But no, it shouldn't be that way. It should be continually, as it said in Hebrews. It should be in everything, as it says in the book of Thessalonians that we just read today. And so just for a few minutes today, we're going to do something that we often do around this time of year, but we're going to take just a minute today from the Word of God and look at a list of things that we have that we ought to be thankful for. This one wasn't even on my 4 points this morning that we're going to have as a message, but I can't help but mention this one this morning because it fits in, and I think it needs to be mentioned, is I'm thankful this morning for the freedom that we have in our country. You think about today, I say I'm glad that we still have the freedom, if you will, to have church, to gather together, to worship God. And even when in times like today, we decide to do it this way, if you will, that we still have the freedom to take and put it out across the internet, to do it virtually, whatever. I'm just thankful for the freedom that we have today to take and to worship God, to gather together as a body of believers, to do what God wants for us to do. I'm thankful today for the freedom that we have in our country. I'm thankful for that today. But the first thing that the Lord really laid on my heart this morning, that was a free one, is Philippians chapter number 4. If you'll turn with me to Philippians chapter number 4 this morning in your Bibles. Philippians chapter number 4, look with me there. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19. When you get there, say amen. I heard somebody say amen. All right, Philippians 4:19. The Bible says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." I'm thankful today to know this, that the Bible says, "My God will supply all of our need." Amen. And so the first point officially this morning, that other one was a free one, but the first point officially this morning is I'm thankful today that God has given us our food. Amen. I can't help but think about when this verse says, "Shall supply all your need." I don't know about you, but I think right at the top of the list of an honest to goodness need that we all have, it's our food. We all need food. We cannot survive without food. Let's be honest, some of us couldn't survive an hour without food, much less, no, I'm just messing, but we've got to have our food, amen? We can't survive without food. And I think about today, that's a need, amen? Maybe not necessarily the banana pudding part, but or pecan pie, but it is a need, amen? Food is a necessity. And the Bible has promised us today that my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So the first thing that I'm thankful for this morning is for my food. You see, today God has taken and given us all the food that we need. You say today, but my cupboard maybe is a little low, or maybe my cupboard don't have, a refrigerator don't have exactly what all I desire for it to have in it. And I would say that today you do have something in there for the most part. I'm sure everybody listening today has some type of food out there. And I'm thankful today to know that God has provided for our need. Amen. There may be times where the cupboard or refrigerator may get low. There may be times where things get tough. Maybe times where we have to scrimp, if you will, just a little bit, or live off the beans, if you will, and maybe the tube steak, if you will, rather than the ribeye. But I'm thankful today to know that God is going to supply our needs. He'll take care of us when it comes to our food. God has provided for all of our needs thus far, and He will in the future. I'm thankful today for what the psalmist said. He said that he talked about he had seen many things in his life, if you will, but he said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Amen. I'm glad today to know that God is going to take care of our needs, of our food, our shelter, the things that we have need of, God will provide. Amen. I'm glad He's promised for us today, for His children, that He would do just that, that He would provide for our needs. We have God's Word on it. The verse right here again, it said, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches." And we could sit here and talk for hours on end about all the riches that we know that God has. Amen. As it's been said many times, He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the tater under the hills, the grass on the hills, and the dirt that the hills are. God owns everything today, and I'm glad today to know that God will supply our needs. Amen. He will take care of me. He will take care of you. He's taken care of us thus far. He's going to take care of us moving forward. I'm thankful today for the food God has provided for me. Oftentimes we may go to the refrigerator. We may go to the cupboard. We may look and we may say, "Boy, I ain't got nothing to eat." I'm just as guilty as the next person of doing that a lot of times. But really what we mean is we don't have what we want, or we don't have exactly what we're tasting at that moment. But may I say today, we've all got plenty. God has provided for our needs. God will take care of us today. if you will. And I'm glad that I know that I've got that promise from God. And you say, but is that really a big deal? Yes, it is, because we've got a promise and we know that God cannot and will not lie today. Amen. He's promised that He would provide for our food according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And in the verse 20 is a verse that we often leave off when we read verse 19. It says, now unto Him be the glory. And I'm glad to know, to think about, we ought to give Him the glory. Amen. Because He's going to take care of us. He's going to supply the needs that we have, one of those being the food. But there's something else this morning I think that all of us have that we ought to be thankful for along with that food. The second point is we ought to be thankful for our friends this morning. We ought to be thankful for our friends. I think today about, I'm so thankful for the friends that God's brought into my life. I'm so thankful for the friends that I have down through the years. I think about sometimes as we grow throughout life, let's just say it that way, as we go through life, if you will, we may have friends at one stage of life that when we get a little older, those friends may still be our friends. That's not that they stop, but it's just a lot of times that we don't get to be around them as much anymore or as close to them as we once was. Not because there's any problem there a lot of times, but just because life changes, if you will. And I think about the fact that today I've had a lot of friends that the Lord is true friends that the Lord has given me out of my life and blessed me with. And I'm thankful that for that today. And I think about some good friends that I have that I know I could call on and talk to. And they're always there to listen to me just whine or complain if I need to, or just to me to listen to them whine or whatever, if they're going through something, to be there for each other, to cry on one another's shoulder, whatever we have need of. I'm glad today to know that they're there for me. And it's good to know that we have friends. And I feel like today, probably every one of us out there, you say, well, I don't have very many friends, Pastor. I'm not blessed as much as you are in that regard or saying. But may I say that I know everybody out there has at least one or two friends. People that you know that you could count on, if, no matter when, how bad things may get, no matter how rough things may get, you know you could call on that person, if you will, and they would do everything they could to try to help you out. I'm thankful today for the friends that we have been given. God's given us some good friends. Maybe today you feel, I thought about this, you know, maybe today somebody may be sitting there and maybe, I don't know what may have taken place this past week or in the last few months in somebody's life, but maybe you may be sitting there saying, oh, you're talking about, you're thankful for all your friends, but boy, look at what my friend just did to me yesterday, or look at what they did to me this year, or look at what they did this past week to me, and maybe kind of down about that, if you will, today, and you say, how can I give thanks for that? May I say today that you may feel like that friend has betrayed you, but may I say today that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have a friend today that's with you. You have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And you say, maybe you're sitting there today and you say, boy, I wish I had that type of friend. May I say today, you can have that type of friend. The Bible said in Matthew 11 and verse number 19, Matthew 11:19, the Son of Man, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ here, came eating and drinking, and they said, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber. But notice the last part of the verse, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. I want you to notice that phrase that said, a friend of publicans and sinners. The Lord Jesus Christ was one, if you will. He didn't partake in the sins and things that a lot of these lost people did, that He did surround Himself with. But the Lord Jesus Christ was a friend, if you will, to the lost person. He went to the ones that needed to be saved. He went to the ones that needed washing. He went to the ones that needed some help. And the Lord Jesus Christ put Himself among those people, didn't let them influence Him, but He put Himself among them, amen. Why? That He might win them, that He might be a friend to them, those that are outcasts, those that were rejected by others, because the Lord Jesus Christ is a friend to sinners. Let me say today, if you're out there and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He wants to be a friend to you today. He loves you. He cares for you. He died on the cross of Calvary for you so that you might be saved. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God today. But if you'll but come to the Lord Jesus Christ today and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, the Bible says in the book of Romans, and believe and trust in Him and ask Him to forgive you of your sin, the Lord will forgive you of that today, and He can save you. You see, today, you think about He is a friend today. And I'm glad to know that even if you say, I don't have a friend in the whole world, and although I have a hard time believing that, but if you was to say that this morning, and let's say for the sake of argument, that was to honestly be true, may I say that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, that would be false because you have a friend in Him today. May I say He wants to be your friend. He desires to be your friend today. And I'm glad that I have a friend in Him that sticketh closer than a brother. You think about what a friend we have, as the old song says, in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I like the other old hymn that says this, Jesus, what a friend to sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me. Notice that. Friends may fail me. Foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving, He is with me to the end. I'm glad today to know Jesus, what a friend for sinners, as the song says today. Boy, there's some great words in that song. If you don't know that song and you today feel like you need a friend, may I encourage you, as soon as this message is over with, look up that song and listen to it a couple of times. Hallelujah, what a Savior is probably how it would come up. Or Jesus, if you will, what a friend for sinners. I'm glad today to know that He is a friend. I'm glad He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm glad today, and I'm thankful for the friends that I have in my life. I'm thankful today for the friends that some of you are to me that's listening out there. But I'm thankful for my greatest friend today, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will be with me no matter what tomorrow may hold. He'll never betray me. He'll never turn His back on me. He'll never leave us hanging. Amen. He'll never leave us holding the bag, if you will. I think about, I've had times in my life where people that I thought was my friends, things have happened and I've said, hey, and then I turn around and they're gone. They're not there with me. They won't stand. They won't speak up. They won't stand with you in those times where you really need them. We've all had that happen, but I'm glad the Lord Jesus is not that way. He's a friend that'll always be there today. I'm thankful today for my friends. But the third thing today that I'm thankful for, if you will, and this was mentioned in the song earlier, is I'm thankful today for my family. I think about my family today, and I can't help but say, I could talk forever about my family and how thankful and blessed that I am. I think about my mom and dad that's probably listening right now. I'm thankful for my parents that tried to raise me right. I'm blessed with that. I'm thankful today for my family. I think about how God has blessed me. I'm talking personally in my life. That I have got to know a lot of my extended family. And a lot of my family members that most people would never get to know. You say, what do you mean? I'm talking about great-great-grandparents. Much less some people don't even get to know their grandparents. And I think about God has really blessed me when it comes to my family and given especially a lot of them anyway longer life than what some have been given a lot of times. In the fact that I've got to know some of them. And maybe some of you sitting there are listening today are the same way. Or maybe some of you say, I haven't got to know some of them, and boy, I sure wish I would have. I've only heard stories about them today, if you will. But maybe you've got to know other people in your family and how they've been a blessing to you. Your mom, your dads, maybe aunts, uncles. Or maybe you didn't have much of a mom or a dad. But maybe you had somebody that was like an adopted mom or adopted dad or adopted grandparents. I got some of those too that I've adopted. And they've been a blessing to you. And they're just as much family as the blood is. Amen. But I think about the fact today that God has blessed us with some great family. And we need to be thankful for our family. Amen. You think about today, you know, I'm thankful for the fact that most of my family knew the Lord Jesus Christ before they did go and have went to heaven. Most of them wound up getting saved. Some of them even toward the end wound up getting saved. But I'm thankful today that the Lord has given me the family that He has. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. I got some family that I'm still praying get saved. Amen. And some of them may be listening now. I don't know. But I'm still thankful for them, and I'm praying God will save them. Amen. Because I want to be able to say that I know that all my family knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior today. And I say that I'm thankful today for my family that God's blessed me with. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my kids that God's blessed me with today. And I could keep going on and on and on and on about my family, my great earthly family that I'm thankful for today. But you may be sitting there today, and as I've been talking about some of this, you may say, you know, I've not had an ideal earthly family. And I understand that. But may I say to you today that if you haven't had necessarily the ideal earthly family, or maybe there's problems in your family, may I stop just for a second and get off track and say this: if there's problems in your family, you need to go do everything within your power possible to make it right. And to do, let them know that you are thankful for them, if nothing else, before it's too late. Things might not be the way you want it to, but the least you could do is call them up at this Thanksgiving and say, "Hey, I know we've had differences, but I just want you to know that I'm thankful for you. And I love you," and just leave it at that. I think we at least need to let them know that we're thankful for them today. I think about today, along with that, but we ought to be thankful for our spiritual family. If you're listening and you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, you have a spiritual family. Amen. I throw in with that a church family. I'm glad today that I have a church family, and hopefully I'm trusting that most of them are listening this morning, if you will. But I'm thankful today for my spiritual family. You say, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Mark chapter number 3. Mark 3 and verse 35. Says this: "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." Now, as much as I went on talking this morning about how much I love my family, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, but let me say this today as well. I've got a spiritual family that I love just as much, that I'm just as thankful for this morning. And I'm thankful for my spiritual family that God has given to me today. It's one of the hardest things to do something like what we're doing this morning, to not have everybody here on many different levels and for many different reasons. But for one reason why is because I want to be around my family. Amen. I need my family. I need the fellowship with my family. And you say, I don't understand that. I don't have a church. I haven't been a part in so many years or so long or whatever it may be. And you may not understand that, if you will. I would just say it to you this way. Can you imagine, and this may happen this year, unfortunately, in some cases it may be the decision that some people need to make, if you will. You can't be with your family on Thanksgiving. You can't be with them on Christmas, the time that you want to be around them the most. That's kind of the way it is on a Sunday morning, on a day like today for us, when we can't be around our spiritual family, if you will, in the way that we would desire to, because we feel like it's not quite what the Lord would have us to do today, if you will, in trying to follow Him for our situations that's involved. But I'm thankful today to know that I have a spiritual family. I have a great church family. The Lord's blessed us, I think, at Faith Baptist Church to have a great church family today. We may be not the biggest family in the world, amen, but let's be honest, sometimes the smaller families are the ones that's a little closer than the big families. You don't even know this family member's name or that family member's name because there's so many of them. And you say, well, who's that one? Oh, they had another kid. I didn't even know they had another kid. It may be that way sometimes. Who's that person? Oh, they've been coming to church for a year now, and you don't even know who they are or what they are, hardly, if you will. Can't remember their name. I'm glad today to know that God has given us a good church family. Amen. And when one of us is missing, boy, we notice it. Amen. When two of us is missing, we notice it. Amen. A close-knitness, if you will. And that's the way it ought to be in a family. And the same thing's true when it comes to a spiritual family today. I'm glad this morning for the church family, the spiritual family that God's given to me. And I want to let each one of you know out there this day that's my spiritual family, my church family. I want you to know today that I love you. Amen. I love you. And you may not be a part of our church, but if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning, you're a part of my spiritual family. Amen. You're my brother. You're my sister in Christ. And I'm thankful for you this morning. And I love each of you this morning. Some people may say, well, why are you doing this, Pastor, today? And why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing what we're doing today of the service the way we are because I love my family. Amen. I love my family. I don't want to do anything to harm my family or to make any of my family sick or cause anything that would harm any of my family. I want to protect my family. Amen. But especially as a pastor, the Bible talks about that you're the, if you will, the under shepherd, and you need to protect the sheep. And I think about today, that's why we need to do this, to try to protect, amen, and do what the Lord would have us to do. But I'm thankful today for my spiritual family that God has given to us. Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 15. I always am reminded of this verse when I think about church family, spiritual family. It says, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Boy, have we seen that around our church. And if you've got a spiritual family, you've seen that with your church family, with your spiritual family at times. Maybe when one person has a relative that passes away, or one person has a family member, if you will, that passes away, or that's going through a hard time, or really got a burden for a lost family member to be saved, if you will. And we'll weep together and pray together over that person to get saved. We'll pray together about that thing. But yet when they maybe get saved and know the Lord, we'll rejoice and thank the Lord together that God has taken and saved that soul. And so it's a spiritual family as well this morning that I'm thankful for. But lastly this morning, I'm thankful for my freedom. I'm thankful for the food, for the friends, for the family. But the last thing this morning that we'll mention, although we could keep on going, if you will, and I'm sure there are a lot more things that start with F, but I'm thankful this morning, lastly, for my Father. Amen. I'm thankful for my Father. Now, I'm not talking about my earthly Father, although I'm thankful for Him. I covered that in the last point. Amen. But I'm thankful today for my Father, my Heavenly Father. I'm glad today to know that I have a Heavenly Father, and I'm thankful for Him. Now, some of you may not like this morning, but I'm going to be honest with you. The Bible talks about this. I believe it's over in the Gospels, if you will. Well, I think it was the Lord Jesus Christ that said, ye are of your father, the devil. May I say today that some people don't have the Father that I'm talking about, that I'm thankful for today. They don't have Him as their Father. Instead, they have the devil as their Father. Why in the world anybody would want the devil to be their Father? I don't know. You say, boy, the devil ain't my Father. I hope he's not my Father, and I hope he's not your Father today. But anybody that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, that's the one they're following. That's the one that is their Father. That's what Jesus was talking about. But may I say today that you can be adopted into the family of God, and He can be made your Heavenly Father today, and you can have this spiritual family that I've been talking about, I'm thankful for today, if you'll but be saved and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I'm glad today that He is my spiritual Father. Maybe today you say, my father, what earthly father, wasn't an ideal father. He maybe wasn't what you was hoping or what he maybe should have been, if you will. But I'm thankful today to know this, that even in that case, you can have the greatest father there ever was if you'll know the Lord Jesus Christ. What a father he'll be. He'll be all those things you could ever imagine and hope for a father to be, and then some. For those of us that's got great fathers, may I say, as great as your daddy was or father was, not knocking him at all, but you know what? There's one that's even better than that, and that's the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll never let you down. He'll never not be there when you need Him. He'll always be there to help you in any way that He can. I'm thankful today for my Heavenly Father. I wish today you think about, you know, you look around you and you see everything that's going on around us. But may I humbly take today and remind you of a couple of verses. Matthew chapter number 6. And I'm going to take the time to turn and read these several verses, if you will. We're almost done. Matthew chapter number 6, if you will. Matthew 6 and verse number 25. Matthew 6:25, the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to read a few verses and then we'll go back and talk about them. here. We're talking about being thankful for our Heavenly Father. Matthew 6:25, the Bible says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit, or one inch, we would say, or 1 foot, we would say, for our measurements today, unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment?" We talked about those needs earlier. "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or whether withal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father, knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore," the verse closes the chapter, "no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." May I say today, I like what verse 32 said, "For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." May I say today, I've got wrote in the margin of my Bible, I have those words, "Father knoweth," circled in my Bible. And I encourage you to do that this morning. If you mark in your Bible, circle those words, "Father knoweth." Out beside them, I encourage you to write this, "God knows." May I say today that no matter what you have need of today, no matter what's going on today in your life, no matter what's taking place today, God knows. Your heavenly Father knows. I'll never forget many times growing up, you thought your parents didn't know, but they knew. Amen. May I say today, you may feel like today that God don't know, but you know what? God knows. And that may be a comforting thing in some regards, and it may not be so comforting about some other things today. Amen. And I'm thankful for the fact today that God knows. Amen. God knows. And I'm glad today that no matter what we may be going through, our Heavenly Father knows today. Amen. Our Heavenly Father can take care of us today. He will provide. What a Heavenly Father we have that you and I ought to be thankful for today. I'm so thankful today that I have a Father in heaven. As the old hymn says, I have a Father in heaven that tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but this is the greatest, that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I'm thankful today for the Father that I have in heaven, for the Father that loves me, for the Father that today wants to, that does love you. I'm glad today the Bible says today that before we loved Him, He first loved us. Amen. I'm glad today to know that whether you're a child of His or not, guess what? He loves you just the same as He loves His own child. Amen. I like another song that's out there. It says this, and it's so scriptural. He loves me like I was His only child. Amen. I'm thankful today for the fact that my Heavenly Father loves me. He knows what's going on in my life. He knows what's going on in your life. He will take care of you, as the old song says. Amen. Think about God will take care of us today. I'm thankful today for my Heavenly Father in heaven. I'm thankful today for what He's done for us today. I'm thankful for the Lord today. I tell you, we've got so many things today that we could sit here and talk about and talk about and talk about and be thankful for. I'm glad today we could go on and on and on. These are just a few of the many things that we have to be thankful for. I've encouraged this many times with many different people, and I've even done it myself at times when I've been down about different things. You can do a physical piece of paper or just a mental piece of paper. But when things start going wrong, to sit down and just think for a few minutes and count your blessings, as that old song says. And just start listing a few things that you can think of that are good, that God has done for you, that you are thankful for in your life. And boy, when you do that, how everything else seems to grow smaller and smaller and smaller as the list that God's done grows bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm glad today to know that sometimes we get so inundated, and I don't mean this badly, but we get so inundated with the news, the media, all the things around us that we see going on and taking place, and we feel like, boy, this is the end. And it may, I believe in a lot of ways it is the end, but that's a whole other message. But I leave all that alone to say this, it might be the end, but you know what? Despite all of that, today we've got so much to be thankful for, and we ought to be thankful for all that God's done for us. Today, maybe somebody listening out there has hit rock bottom. Maybe you feel like you've hit rock bottom, and you sit there and you say, I don't know how I can sit here and really be thankful. I know I've got some good things. I know what you're talking about, Pastor. You're exactly right this morning. I do have some blessings that I can be thankful for, but it's just so hard because I've hit rock bottom right now. And I can't figure out the way out. May I remind you of the words of a song that I'm familiar with, that some of I know our church people are familiar with this morning in closing. May I remind you of the words of this song. And if you haven't heard this song, maybe you would take, when we get off and get done with the service this morning, if you, most of y'all out there that are listening know, it's on my Facebook page. If you don't have me as a friend, or you haven't looked on my page, I'll try to put it on the churches later. But the song says this: when you're at the bottom of the barrel, God will provide. Every need He has supplied. When all that we have ends, then all that He has begins. But there's nothing but a miracle at the bottom of the barrel. I want to read that again. When you're at the bottom of the barrel, God will provide. Every need He has supplied. When all that we have ends, then all that He has begins. There's nothing but a miracle at the bottom of the barrel. This morning I close the service with the verse that we started the service with. At the very beginning today, I quoted Psalms 118 and verse number 24. And I think this is the best way we could close today with this before we have a song of invitation. It says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Today, how we need to be thankful and praise the Lord for everything that He has done. Let's go to the Lord this morning in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You today for everything that You've done. We thank You today, dear Lord, for Your many blessings. Dear Lord, I thank You today for salvation. I thank You today for the freedom. I thank You today for the family. I thank You today for being my Father. I thank You today for providing our food, for taking care of our necessities. I thank You for Your great love. I just thank You today for all Your blessings. Dear Lord, I thank You today for all that You have done. And dear Lord, I pray today that, I don't know the needs of anybody, of everybody that's listening today. Don't even know who is listening today of everybody. But dear Father, I pray that You would help us to be thankful. That You would help us, dear Father, not to get poor mouth, not to get down in the dumps, not to just drag around, because dear Father, You blessed us with so many things. May You help us, dear Lord, to be thankful as we ought to today. Thank You, dear Lord, for what a friend You are to us, and what a friend we have in You. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to play this verse, a couple of verses of this song, as the invitation this morning. just to give you a few minutes to pray and talk to the Lord. This is the song, Jesus, What a Friend to Sinners. Hallelujah. What a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving. He'll be with me to the end. He'll be with you to the end. You just talk to the Lord this morning. Do what the Lord would have you to do. If there's any way I can help you today, after the service, I encourage you to send us a message, to call me. Whatever, I'll try to help you any way possible. Before we close this morning, I just want to say one more thing. Due to the nature of what's went on and taking place that I mentioned, we're doing our services virtually. Encourage you to be back with us again tonight at 6 o'clock. Lord willing, at 6 o'clock tonight, we'll be doing just like this morning, having our service over Facebook. And just encourage you to tune in then, and we'll look forward to what the Lord has for us then. Thank you for listening, and love each of you, and have a good day.